The North Korean Central News Agency carried a statement from the country's naval command Thursday accusing South Korea of sending warships into the North's territorial waters at least 10 times this week. The statement describes the South's alleged actions as premeditated moves to deliberately escalate tensions in the waters. Pyongyang goes on to say what it calls the reckless military provocations threaten to prompt a naval clash. South Korean military officials are bluntly dismissing the accusations, saying they have no truth whatsoever. North and South Korea remain technically at war, with only a 1953 armistice pausing the three-year war that followed North Korea's invasion of the South. The two sides have fought deadly naval clashes in 1999 and 2002 in the disputed maritime region west of the peninsula, where the North has always rejected a sea border drawn by the United Nations. The North's warning comes in the middle of North-South talks seen by many as a thaw between the two. On Wednesday, North Korea extended a rare apology to the South for a flood it unleashed last month. Six South Koreans were killed when the North opened the gates to a dam near the border, flooding the banks of a river shared by both sides. Many analysts view the seemingly mixed messages as part of a negotiating pattern by the North. Kim Tae-yu is a North Korea analyst with the Korea Institute for Defense Analyses here in Seoul. Kim says North Korea's timing on the warning is part of the North's unique zigzag strategy. He says on the one side, Pyongyang calls for talks, but on the other side, it will not come to those talks on its knees. Kim says North Korea wants to improve its negotiating hand by saying it will not be coming to talks with its head held low. North Korea and South Korea have another day of talks scheduled for Friday at the border-straddling village of Panmunjom. The two are expected to discuss possible reunions for tens of thousands of families separated by the 1950s fighting. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.